your motor running. We're back for another edition of I'm in Love with That Song, the podcast where we explore a different song each episode, looking for adventure and whatever comes our way, courtesy of a great song. This time around, it's Kiss and King of the Nighttime World. I'm Brad Page, and we're all musical explorers here. I'd rather not use words like dissect or analyze for what we do on this podcast because that all sounds too clinical. We're just doing some in-depth listening, trying to get inside of a song and focus on the moments and the performances that make a song really work. Kiss is on their end-of-the-road final farewell tour. We had tickets to see them in Boston recently, and though it was a little bittersweet, it was still a blast. So I thought it would be appropriate to revisit Kiss and talk about King of the Nighttime World.
I'm the king of the nighttime world, and you're my headline queen. I'm the king of the nighttime world.
We'll be right back after this.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
One of the reasons that I wanted to talk about this song, besides the fact that it is actually a great song, is that it gives us the opportunity to talk about cover songs, interpretation, and how a song can evolve and change in the hands of different artists or producers. If you know the song at all, you probably know it as a Kiss song, the second track off their classic album, Destroyer. But Kiss was not the first band to record this song. King of the Nighttime World was originally recorded in 1974 by a band called the Hollywood Stars. The song was written by guitarist Mark Anthony and their manager, Kim Fowley, who was a legendary and infamous character on the Los Angeles music scene. He was a producer, songwriter, manager, singer, and musician. Fowley got his start producing novelty songs like Alley Oop, The Nutrocker, and The Trip. He played a key role in getting The Runaways together, Joan Jett's first band, but spent most of his career on the fringes of the music industry and the fringes of mainstream success. The Hollywood Stars version of this song is pretty cool. It's a fun kind of power pop track, raw, but there's some good energy in there.
It's so sad.
According to Kim Fowley, the drummer from the Hollywood Stars was having a tryst with a groupie in an alley. They thought they were in the dark until one of the roadies turned his headlights on and Kim Fowley saw their silhouette against the headlights. That was the inspiration for the Headlight Queen. When Kiss started work on what would become the Destroyer album in 1975, Bob Ezrin, the producer, went looking for potential songs that Kiss could record for the new album, and Kim Fowley offered up a few songs, including King of the Nighttime World. Ezrin felt right away that this tune was a perfect fit for Paul Stanley's image and style. So let's take a listen to both versions of the song and compare and contrast how the song changed once Kiss and Bob Ezrin got their hands on it. The Hollywood Stars version begins with two guitars holding down one chord, almost a drone, before switching to the chord changes for the chorus. There's also some conversation dialogue in the background. On the Kiss version, they came up with a whole new introduction, something more dramatic. Two guitars panned left and right, bass and drums all crash in at once with some sustaining guitar feedback right in the center. Listen to how the three guitar parts, left, right, and center, play off of each other, each one leaving a space for the other. Now let's check out the first verse. The Hollywood Stars start with some harmony vocals on the first part of the phrase. Also, notice how dry the recording is. There's practically no reverb on the drums, guitars, or vocals.
It's so sad.
Now let's see what Kiss does with it. There's a lot more reverb here, especially on the drums. That gives you that big arena sound, and Kiss was definitely a big arena-type band, so that fits their style. Paul Stanley's voice is doubled here. He's not singing harmony, he's just doubling the same part. And probably most interesting, there's no bass here. They've stripped it down to just guitar and drums, which adds more dynamics to the song.
It's so sad, living at home, far from the city.
Paul Stanley is also phrasing the lines a little differently.
Going to school, so far from me, and the dirty things that we got.
On both versions, the verses are pretty short. They get to the chorus quickly. The Hollywood Stars play every chorus in halftime. Essentially, halftime means the rhythmic feel or groove is doubled, so it seems like one measure feels twice as long. It's a little hard to describe, but you'll know exactly what I'm talking about when you hear it. Let's listen to the Hollywood Stars version, and you'll feel how the groove changes when they reach the chorus.
It's so bad.
But Kiss doesn't do the halftime thing, at least not yet. Instead, they bring in the bass for the chorus, and the drums play a snare roll throughout with some cymbal accents. Let's listen to that.
So far from me and the dirty things that we got. I'm the king of the nighttime world, and you're mine.
There's also more guitars added on the chorus. The Hollywood Stars insert an instrumental section between the chorus and the second verse.
Secret dream, all right. It's so bad, loving with these far from your heart.
But Kiss go straight from the chorus into the second verse. No pause, they just keep the song moving forward. Check out the syncopation of the bass and the guitar in the right channel. Pretty cool.
Your secret dream, it's so fine. Love it with ease, far from the house. And the family finds it so fine. Being with you, being with
her vocals are doubled or tripled on the chorus just to really thicken it up. And here's a tasteful little guitar break. Some nice harmony guitars here too. This whole section is unique to the Kiss version. There's nothing like it in the Hollywood Stars version. On that third verse, the lyrics were changed a bit. I think the Kiss version is a little better. But let's look at this last chorus that's coming up. We talked before about how the Hollywood Stars played the chorus in halftime, while Kiss did not. They held off, in a sense, saving that effect until the climax of the song. And when Kiss hits this part, they hit it big, really accentuating the beats. This chorus sounds huge and exciting. It's the high point of the song for me. That is awesome. Now see how they build to an epic ending. This is tailor-made for an arena full of concertgoers to sing along to. In the background, the guitar is playing the same part from the guitar solo. It's a little hard to hear with the fade out, but listen to how the bass climbs up at the very end here. King of the Nighttime World by Kiss and the Hollywood Stars. Over the course of their 40-year career, Kiss only recorded a few cover songs, but this song was a perfect fit for the band. They turned it into an epic celebration of teenage desires and dreams. With their changes to the lyrics and the arrangement, Bob Ezrin and Paul Stanley both receive writing credits, along with Mark Anthony and Kim Fowley. Both Anthony and Fowley have passed on now. Personally, I like the Hollywood Stars version of this tune. I think it still sounds fresh. But the Kiss version will always be the definitive version for me. Maybe it's just because it's the first version I heard. It's almost a universal truth that the first version of anything you experience, a movie, a book, TV show, or music, is the version that sticks with you, even if it's not the original. But I think it's always interesting to go back and listen to the original song where it all started. Well, if you want to go back and listen to previous episodes of this podcast, they're all out there, including another episode on Kiss. Just search for the I'm in Love with That Song podcast in your favorite podcast player, and you'll find them. And you should subscribe to the podcast so you'll get all of the future episodes. Please write a review or leave feedback on our Facebook page. Let's put this show to bed. It's your turn to go out and stream, download, or buy the full version of King of the Nighttime World by Kiss.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.